Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, October 9th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, WestRock is going to close its corrugated medium operations at its St. Paul, Minnesota facility. Also making headlines this past week, Pixel Specialty Solutions says it will restart a paper machine in Chillicothe, Ohio. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 7th at 44.28, up 34 points or 0.8% from the September 30th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 25.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Mercer International, gaining 10.2%, followed by Suzano, up 7.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Glatfelter, closing down 12.9%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 52%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down 83%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 2.3%, while the PM40 is down 1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Russia and Memphis, Tennessee. Sylvamo completes sale of Russian operations. Sylvamo, the world's paper company, is announcing it reached an agreement and completed the sale of its Russian operations to Pulp Invest Limited Liability Company for $420 million. after foreign currency exchange rates and transaction fees, Sylvamo received approximately $390 million in cash proceeds. Here comes a quote, quote, "We made a principle-based decision to exit Russia and believe Pulp Invest is the best option for our Russian colleagues and assets," says Jean-Michel Ribieras, chairman and chief executive officer of Sylvamo. Jean-Michel Ribieras continues, quote, "We intend to use the $325 million of the proceeds to repay debt." Sylvamo announced its decision to sell all of its Russian operations back in May. Pulp Invest, a management buyout vehicle, funded the purchase price through bank financing. Dayline Europe, Lecta to take temporary downtime at several mills. Lecta says that the current market environment is characterized by very high production costs, particularly in energy costs, and weaker demand primarily due to destocking in the value chain. Therefore, Lecta has decided to take temporary downtime at several of its paper mills. Downtime will be scheduled in such a way that high service levels for customers will be maintained. The company says it remains confident in its financial outlook for the fourth quarter. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Mexico, Arruco to build $235 million MDF line at Zitácuaro Mill in Mexico. Arruco Board of Directors approves construction of a new MDF line in Zitácuaro, Mexico. The project includes an estimated investment of $235 million and state-of-the-art operational, environmental, and security technology. The commissioning of the project is estimated to be in the second quarter of 2025. Arruco is the main producer of wood boards in Mexico and is estimated that the project would add about 300,000 cubic meters of MDF production per year, half of which will be melamine coated to meet growing demands of furniture, construction, interior decorating industries in Mexico. The plant will employ 220 folks during its operation. Additionally, its supply seeks to promote a circular economy model, empowering small local forest producers and safeguarding the ecosystem values of their surroundings. Again, Dateline Europe, Nordic Paper enters into agreement to sell minority shareholdings in Almatfors Energy AB. Nordic Paper has entered into a binding agreement to sell its 37.6% minority shareholding in Almatfors Energy AB to the utility infrastructure company Neville AB. Nordic Paper will pay a capital gain and a positive cash flow effect, both of about 40 million Swedish kroners, in the accounts for the fourth quarter of 2022 following the transaction. Neville AB has also agreed to acquire all shares from other owners, which means Almatfors Energy AB will become fully owned by Neville AB. In conjunction with the transaction, Nordic Paper and Almatfors Energy AB have entered into a new long-term supply agreement for steam, hot water, and part of the electricity that is required for production of the kraft paper at the Nordic Paper production plant in Almatfors. At the paper mill in Almatfors, Nordic Paper manufactures highly specialized craft papers that are used in a number of different areas, primarily within industrial applications with high demands on paper performance. In a plant adjacent to the paper mill, Atmosphores Energy AB operates an incinerator delivering steam, hot water, and electricity to the paper mill and to other external customers. Nordic Paper has been a minority shareholder of Atmosphores Energy AB since the company was formed in 2008. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline Finland. Ahlstrom Munksjö to operate under the business name Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom Munksjö has started to operate under the business name Ahlstrom as of the October 3rd, 2022. The company has completed the ownership reorganization of its decor business and thus proceeded with its plan announced in May of 2022 to change its name to Ahlstrom. The divested decor business continues as an independent company under the well-known Munksjö name. As we said, the decor business continues with the same with the name Munksjö. Its offering consists of decorative surface materials for building material industries. Munksjö is the only international brand focused exclusively on decor paper. Now, Ahlstrom is a global leader in combining fibers into sustainable specialty materials. Dayline, Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Pixel to restart paper machine in Chillicothe, Ohio. Pixel Specialty Solutions, LLC, a leading manufacturer of specialty papers in North America, has announced plans to restart a paper machine in the Chillicothe, Ohio facility. Now, the company is investing $21 million to upgrade and restart the number 24 paper machine and plans to hire 52 full-time employees to operate and maintain it. Pixel will also fill 50 temporary positions to support construction and engineering requirements related to the restart. Now, PM24 was originally built as a coated printing papers machine, upgraded most recently in the 1990s. Pixel idled the machine in 2017 based on declining supply-demand market dynamics at the time. Several upgrades in the current rebuild will enable Pixel to produce an attractive product mix for its customers. Pixel expects the machine to be fully online, shipping quality specialty papers in the early first quarter of 2023. Dateline Chattanooga, Tennessee, the Chattanooga Choo Choo Southern Champion Trey is purchasing Evergreen Packaging. Southern Champion Trey, also known as SCT, a leading manufacturer of paperboard packaging for the bakery and food service industry, will purchase substantially all of the assets of Evergreen Packaging, based in La Mirada, California, effective October 3rd of 2022. Evergreen, founded in 2001, is a bakery, deli, food service, and wholesale packaging provider with predominant market presence in California. The acquisition will strengthen SCT's ability to further serve its West Coast customers and provide them with an ever-growing portfolio of fiber-based products and innovative packaging solutions, the company said. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. WestRock to close corrugated medium operations at its St. Paul, Minnesota facility. WestRock Company announced it will permanently close the corrugated medium manufacturing operations at a St. Paul, Minnesota recycled paper mill. The production of coated recycled board at this location will remain in operation. WestRock says it's committed to improving its return on invested capital as well as maximizing the performance of its assets, and the corrugated medium machinery at the St. Paul location would require a significant capital investment to maintain and improve going forward. The shutdown of these assets will result in the reduction of 200,000 short tons of annual corrugated medium production. Now, approximately 130 jobs will be eliminated by this closure. Employees of WestRock's St. Paul location will receive severance and outplacement assistance in according with the company policy and labor union agreements. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence announces indefinite curtailment of Catalyst Croft and Paper Mill operations. Paper Excellence announced the indefinite curtailment of its paper operations at the Catalyst Croft and facility starting in early December of 2022. Paper markets in China, served by the mill, have significantly weakened, while there have been substantial cost escalations for chemicals, energy, and wood fiber used at Crofton. The intersection of these pressures has materially impacted the financial viability of the paper operations. Paper Excellence says it expects to operate the Crofton's paper machines for 60 days following the announcement. They said in the statement, "We will be working closely with both unions as this decision affects about 80 Unifor employees and 70 PPWC employees. We recognize the hardship this will have on both of our employees and the Kashawan Valley. We hope to minimize these impacts through union discussions that will consider secondments, utilization of earned time off, and employment insurance. The mill's pulp and operations will continue production during the paper curtailment." Paper Excellence says it will be reaching out to assist customers with this transition and will continue to supply them with production from its Port Alberni mill where possible. In 2021, the company invested in repurposing its Port Alberni paper machines to manufacture food and packaging grades. Paper Excellence is working with both provincial and federal governments while it conducts studies at the Crofton facility to consider accelerating its conversion into natural food and packaging grades. Paper Excellence continues to believe in Canada as a leader in the pulp and paper industry and remains committed to its long-term investments there. Dayline Cottonton, Alabama. The USW says that WestRock has illegally locked out union workers. The United Steelworkers Union, also known affectionately as the USW, said approximately 480 members of its local unions 971, 1471, and 1972 were locked out of their jobs by management at the WestRock's Mart Mill in Alabama on Thursday after management's persistent refusal during months of negotiation to bargain in good faith for a fair contract. Now, this is what the USW said. USW also said WestRock management turned away workers for their jobs when they reported for their scheduled shifts on Thursday, initiating the labor dispute against its own employees, USW said. Now, here's what WestRock has to say about this. They said in a statement, "WestRock presented an official last, best, and final contract to the USW unions at our Mart Mill in Cottonton, Alabama, and the union did not approve the contract. Back on September 26, the union provided the mill with notice that it was terminating the contract in 10 days, the company said in a statement. The company continued their statement by saying, quote, "WestRock has negotiated in good faith with the union and is disappointed that the union declined our offer. We understand that this is a difficult situation for all involved, and we hope that we will have resolution to this matter quickly," end of quote. We'll keep you up to date on this story. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.